Politics is something George Clooney is passionate about, so much so that he wrote, directed, and starred in a film centered around a political race. The Ides of March is a thriller about a Democratic presidential hopeful whose campaign could be derailed by some crucial information. Here's a clip from The Ides of March and Clooney's conversation with ABC's Peter Travers about his thoughts on the state of our government.
It says we're going to help people get an education, we're going to create national unity, we're going to teach young people a trade, and we're going to get them out of debt for their college loans. Now, where does that fail?
Oh, that's exactly right, Governor. It's just, if you're going to do it, do it. Make it mandatory, not voluntary.
Now, that'll poll well.
Mandatory.
Tell me, as we begin, what's lousy, what's awful about being George Clooney?
Interview shows.
Really?
That's
the only thing?
Really, it's all
And that's not so bad.
No, actually, it's not so painful.
Because you usually escape that so many times.
I hide from it. You know, I'm having a pretty good time right now in life. It was funny because as we're putting out Ides of March, I play a guy running for president, and again, it sort of starts these questions of would you ever want to run for politics or be in politics? And I'm like, look at my life and look at everybody else's life in politics. And you go, why would I ever want to do that? I'm having a very good time.
It seemed for you, for the movies that you've made as a filmmaker, more cynical than anything you've made before.
It is.
Are you disillusioned by Obama now? Is this something?
No, I'm disillusioned by the people that are disillusioned by Obama, quite honestly. I am. Democrats eat their own. Democrats find singular issues and they go, well, I didn't get everything I wanted. I'm a firm believer in sticking by and sticking up for the people that you've elected. There's a big effort to get a lot of things done. If he was a Republican running, because Republicans are better at this, and I've spent a lot of time with Mary Madeline and Michael Deaver and really good consultants, they'd be selling him as the guy who stopped 400,000 jobs a month from leaving the country. They'd be selling him as the guy who saved the auto industry. If they had the beliefs, they would be selling him as the man who got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And the guy, you have tons of things you could got Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. You'd be selling this as a very successful 3 years. We wanted to talk about how we elect people and the deals we make along the way. And we thought that was an interesting way of doing it. I knew that the only way I was going to be allowed to do it, because I'm a Democrat and I've been sort of loud about that at times, was that I make him a Democrat so that the flaws are, of a Democrat. So it was probably the only way I was going to be able to get away with making the film.
The Ides of March also stars Ryan Gosling, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Marissa Tomei, and is in theaters now.